I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA Grain and Livestock Reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 2,700 tons of hay trade. Compared to last week, export and domestic alfalfa steady and light test. Trade was slow to moderate with good demand. Demand remains excellent for feeder hay for immediate shipment and payment. Some roads are closed due to weight restrictions in the trade area. Retail and feed store hay not tested. Alfalfa on the mid-square bales, premium quality, sold for $1.15 per ton, and that was for the export market.
In Idaho, compared to the previous week, alfalfa was steady in a light test. Trade was slow with good demand as supplies are in firm hands. Mid-squares of alfalfa rated fair sold for $85 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in a limited test compared to the previous week's prices. Most demand is with the retail stable hay market. Many producers are sold out for the year. In Central Oregon, small squares of premium meadow grass sold for $210 per ton, and small squares of good to premium alfalfa sold between $200 and $210 per ton, both for the retail stable market. In Lake County, large squares of Supreme Organic alfalfa sold between $270 and $290 per ton. In Eastern Oregon, large squares of alfalfa rated premium sold for $140 per ton. In Klamath Basin, small squares of premium alfalfa sold for $175 per ton. In Harney County, large squares of alfalfa rated Supreme sold for $170 per ton. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.